still have the opportunity. There we go. Yeah. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. I think it looks like we're live already. So, okay, we're back on the record. And just your name again for the record is, yes, Mr. Holmes.
Levi Holmes.
And you swear to tell the truth.
Yes, I do.
Great.
Uh-oh. Something's popping up again, so I'll go quick. So I'm the applicant. This is our project. We're looking to do a couple of commercial buildings. As the county presented, we are still working on figuring out what tenants we're going to have in, what the uses are. But kind of just a quick overview. This is definitely going to be very far less intensive than the previous project that was approved before, and a lot less parking, less hard surfaces, less building square footage. And we'll also be utilizing low impact development on the storm side as well. We've got all the parking in the back, which will help shield that from the road and people that are driving by. And then just improving the landscaping from how it currently is. Right now, it's pretty much just a cut grass field, and we'll be adding some screening on the front, as you can see on the landscape plan. So I think that's going to really help. Here's a couple pictures of neighboring businesses in the area. And just wanted to kind of show you what it looks like now of some of the commercial type. And then Jeff did have one picture he showed of one example. We have a few other examples. We're still trying to dial it in, and as we find the right tenants for the property, then we'll be able to decide on the final design. But these are some great commercial buildings around the area that we've seen that we like, and one of them is down at the bottom left that Miles Yannick did. That's a really attractive looking building, and we could see doing something very similar to that. And here's just a couple other examples. But we do want to have something that is helps improve some of, maybe not as plain as some of the other designs in the area, but definitely make sure it fits into that rural character and the other businesses that are around. One thing I would like to clarify, and I believe the county is going to come up and talk about it as well, but condition number 40 requires a boundary line adjustment, and I believe that's because the current boundary line is in the middle of one of the buildings, and I think that the intent was that it says it can't run through the buildings, not between. We'd like to just modify that. It can run between them, just not through them.
Got it.
Condition number 28 says that a building permit is required for a storm vault. Currently, our storm plan is going to be utilizing a storm pipe, and there's no building permit required for that. So we'd just like to modify that if a storm vault is used, then that condition would apply. One other correction. And you can see it in number 43 regarding the ERUs. There's actually 5 available, and we've already allocated 2 to the neighboring property. It says on 43 that we'll have to show how the allocation is done. So there's 3 ERUs for this property, not 2.
Okay, so how should that 43 be worded then? They're up to a total.
I don't think 43 needs to be changed. I was just clarifying because Mr. Smith said there was two, so there's 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it for me. We may have a couple other things from the engineer, but I believe the county had a couple of things to talk about as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Is there anyone here from the public who wish to testify? I'm sorry, and you're done here right
yes.
now. Okay. Is there anyone here from the public who wish to testify on this proposal? Okay, let the record reflect that there was no one from the public who wished to testify, and I don't think there is anyone on the sign-up sheet, is there? No, okay. Mr. Smith, I think did you have a clarification?
Yes.
Okay. You can go ahead and step forward. And your name again for the record.
My name is Jeff Smith.
Okay, and you remain under oath.
Okay. The previous proposal was for 175 parking spaces and 48,000 square feet of building area. It was significantly larger. We issued a CEPA determination, MD&S, on that project. And there was some improvements required along Sorda Way, which are not applicable to this project because it doesn't meet
right.
as far as traffic volumes.
Right.
The statement that was referenced under the addendum about the all conditions hearing examiner decision for the previous land use action shall apply. The whole intent on that one was that we're looking at the critical areas and how they were considered and how the wildlife habitat management plan and the wetland delineation, mm-hmm. how that was all handled. And
okay, but not the
whole copacetic on that end, but as far as on
the rest of it.
The rest of it does not. Okay. It's not applicable because it's a whole other project.
Got it.
Okay. I concur with the statements that Mr. Holmes was talking about.
Okay.
About the boundary line adjustment.
The ERU clarification.
Yeah, the ERU, though, I was based on the health district, it's that public health district documentation. There was a form in there that said two ERUs. So if the applicant says there are three, then I'll go with that. But based on what I saw in the public record, there is documentation about two.
It looks like the way that the proposed conditions worded is there are up to total, so there may, you know, there might, there's some
up to, yeah.
As long as they have sufficient for the proposed use, then that's the language in this condition.
Right. And there's no expansion of the sewage to other properties. Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else, or is that? Oh, yep. Yeah, it is. Oh.
Good morning.
Good morning. And your name for the record?
Candy Vickery.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
Yes, I do. I am with the Department of Community Development and reviewing for stormwater matters. I'd like to address Mr. Holmes's comments about condition 28 and 40. We agree with his comments and would like to revise these two conditions. Condition 28, regarding the detention vault, we would like to revise to state if the project's final design includes the construction of a detention vault, a building permit issued by the Department of Community Development is required, and the rest of the condition would remain the same.
And that's consistent with what my understanding of what the applicant said.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And condition 40, we would revise to read, the boundary line cannot run through the buildings, so the two parcels either need to be combined or a boundary line adjustment will need to be prepared and recorded, provided the proposed buildings can meet the building setback requirements. Documentation shall be submitted with the SDAP submittal. So we would like to have those two conditions revised as stated. Would you like those submitted in writing to you?
You can, or I think I've got it.
So, okay.
But feel free, if you want to supplement to the record, that would be fine too, but I've got it.
Okay. Thank you. That was all.
All righty. Anything else from the applicant on this? Or I'm sorry. There's just the two of you I see there, so I assume county's done. Okay. And nothing else from the applicant? Okay. I am going to approve this conditional use permit. I believe it is consistent with Title 17 and with the comprehensive plan. With the conditions which are outlined, I don't see material detriment to the properties in the immediate vicinity, and I believe that the proposal is also compatible with the properties in the immediate vicinity. So I will get a decision out within 10 business days of today. And I think we're done on that. Are there any other questions on this? Okay, great. So I think what we'll do, we'll take a brief recess, and then if we can alert the parties that we'll be proceeding to the next matter, and if they need a little extra time, if they're achieving consensus on anything, that would be great. Thank you. We'll take a recess.